to The Land Before Bedtime,
a production by SPH Radio,
the littlest podcast for our littlest listeners. In each episode, we bring you a short story, fable or fairy tale filled with magic, wonder and imagination. Tonight's story is read by Angelique Thieu. So tuck yourself in, close your eyes, and let's set off for The Land Before Bedtime.
The Particular Way of the Odd Miss McKay. Once upon a time in the land before bedtime, there lived the odd Miss McKay. Say what you will or say what you may, there's nobody who's like Miss McKay. To all whom she passes, she gives a good day, and she's ready with maps if you've been led astray. Her hair is bright orange with two streaks of grey, and her purse may be made out of flowers and clay. But her hugs have been known to go on for a day, and she wakes up each morning with something good to say. She had her house built in a tree by the bay and dangles a tire swing down every May. She's famous for making a carrot souffle. She'll give you $5, but won't let you pay. She only eats food when it's served on a tray and doesn't use forks since they get in her way. She owns 7 horses and rides in a sleigh. And when she addresses them, it's with a neigh. She'd lend you her coat without any delay. She wove it from flowers and piles of hay. On Sundays, she puts on a purple beret, and never, not once, has she missed the ballet. Her voice is quite bad, but she sings every day. If she's holding her trumpet, don't ask her to play. I think you should meet her as soon as today, although if you stop, she'll insist that you stay. So, say what you will, or say what you may, you'll remember the day you met Miss McKay. The End.
This episode was read by Angelique Thieu and produced by Timo. For more stories just like this, catch us next time in The Land Before Bedtime.
The Land Before Bedtime is a production of SPH Radio. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and streaming on Google Home.